Thank you very much. It's good to be back with everyone today. Looking forward to the opportunity to visit with you. I thought what I might do is bring you up to date on the Farm Bill implementation. I would say that it's been a very busy and productive 90 days or so since the Farm Bill was signed by the President. As you all know, disaster assistance has been restored. We have received over 33,000 applications. To date, roughly $16 million has been actually sent out to producers, most of it through the Livestock Forage Program. We expect and anticipate, obviously, many, many, many more applications to be reviewed over the course of the next several months. And when it's all said and done, would not be surprised if it didn't result in several billion dollars of disaster assistance payments being made to producers. Very pleased with the progress that we've made on the conservation title, launching the conservation easement program, which is the consolidation of several programs under the old 2008 Farm Bill. We announced $366 million becoming available under that easement program and for wetland restoration. This will give states a bit more flexibility in terms of how these resources will be used than in the past. It won't be quite as stovepiped as it has been in the past, and we look forward to success of that program. Very pleased with the fact that our trade promotion programs are restored. Resources have already been allocated to our cooperators. We expect and anticipate, based on the first quarter results, that we'll continue to have another strong trade year. In fact, it could very well be better than anticipated and expected. We're seeing a significant increase in commodity trade. Corn, soybeans up 40% from last year. We continue to see strong interest in livestock as well. On the credit side, we've instituted the interest rate change on joint ownership of direct farm loan. That was a significant reduction in interest for those folks who are taking a direct farm loan from FSA. We just yesterday announced the REAP availability of $70 million under the REAP program. We've also made available the specialty crop block grant to states, $66 million now being made available as part of implementation. On the Research Foundation, we've closed the time frame for the acceptance of nominations. This is the Agricultural Research Foundation that's established in the Farm Bill. First time in history we've had opportunity to potentially leverage private sector dollars. It'll be funded by $200 million from the federal government to be matched by $200 million from outside sources, run by a 15-person board that I will pick. We've had over 275 nominations for that board, some very interesting and I think well-qualified people interested in serving to help supplement, complement, and expand on research activities underway here at USDA. So that gives you a sense of things that we have focused on. I would say over the course of the next several months, you will see continued action on the conservation side with the announcement of the regional conservation partnership locations, the critical care conservation locations called for under the Farm Bill. You'll see us very soon put out the resources, the money that will fund the education and decision-making tools that will help producers over the course of the next remaining part of this year be able to evaluate and analyze the appropriateness of ARC or PLC for their operations, as well as additional information on the new dairy program. So that will be up and going this fall. We hope to be able to provide our producers with enough information to be able to make an appropriate election under ARC or PLC by the end of this year. We'll continue to focus on instituting the crop insurance changes that the bill called for, establishing the supplemental crop insurance option this fall, as well as the stacks program for cotton. And we'll also hopefully be able to put out on a pilot basis our whole farm policy, which might be of interest to some. So it's been a very busy time here at USDA. Our teams, I think, have done a very good job of organizing and implementing and prioritizing the steps that need to be taken. Hopefully that momentum that we built in the first part of this process will continue throughout the year so that we get the vast majority of this bill implemented quickly and efficiently and effectively.